More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, July 20th edition of the program. We have no climate emergency declaration forthcoming from Joe Biden, which is interesting because there is no climate emergency at all. So why would they have a declaration? We will discuss this at a time when Americans are worried about the price of gas and affording groceries. Libs like Joe Biden, or rather the advisors around him who use him as a large puppet, want to lecture you about how you need to be riding bicycles more and windmills instead of actual gas plants and gas stations, etc. So that's what we got going on here. We'll discuss that. Plus, the Starbucks CEO is really upset about how Starbucks franchises all over the Democrat cities have been turned into basically giant sewage stations full of crime and disorder. That's not a good thing. We'll be discussing that, my friends, in just a moment. We got a lot to get to today. Oh, and the military is having a big problem trying to actually recruit people. This is not a surprise considering the military has now become the center of the federal government diversity and inclusion and wokeness training in so many ways. People have had enough of it, I think, at least the people who fight wars for you, not the administrators who go around giving lectures about how diversity and inclusion is our strength, but the people that actually get out there and fight the war, risk their lives for the country. A lot of them, or people who would be those individuals, are looking at this and saying, I'm not joining a woke military. It's going to give me lectures on white privilege all the time. It's going to give me lectures on diversity and inclusion. They've had enough. My friends, in the meantime, MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. This sale is on their Percal sheets that are available in a variety of colors and sizes, all included in the sale. For example, the queen size regular price is $89.98, now only $39.98 with promo code BUCK. There's a very limited supply, so order now because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel, perfect for summer nights. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on this incredible offer. Supply is limited, so I would act fast. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, and use promo code BUCK. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Remember, it's promo code BUCK. Go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, and use that promo code BUCK. Try these amazing Percal sheets. They are phenomenal. No climate emergency declaration. Now, let's just start with this. You're going to hear a lot of libs solemnly declaring that we're running out of time. We're running out of time. Don't you see? Unless we make your electricity bill higher, unless you have to sit through endless lectures about how you can't use plastic bags anymore. You have to use reusable bags. Unless you want to go through all that, the world's going to end. And that's what they actually think. And, you know, usually you say, you know, when you're a kid, I don't know if you ever had this, but my parents, if I was getting too upset about something, you know, if I wanted a G.I. Joe toy when I was five and I wouldn't get one, they'd be like, look, stop whining. It's not the end of the world. With libs, they say it is the end of the world. It is the end of the world if you don't obey all of their climate dictates. And that's why it's interesting to see how they're, on the one hand, telling us that it's so clear that this is going to be catastrophic for the world. We're running out of time. We're running out of, creating a false urgency. There's no urgency with this. The climate's going to be fine. Conservation clean water. These are important things, right? Actual control of real pollution that hurts people, and you know it hurts people because there are people that are being injured by it. That's a thing we should always be looking at. CO2 is not a pollutant. See, this is the problem. You know, they say, oh, do you want toxic waste in your water? No, absolutely not. No toxic waste allowed in water. Totally agree on that. Let's get that one nailed down right now. Toxic waste, by the way. That's not. This was a big scare in the 80s. People aren't actually dumping, you know, the spent nuclear rods into drinking water. Turns out they realize it's probably a bad business practice. Probably not a good idea. You're going to get some lawsuits coming your way. So that's not actually happening. And yeah, there are times when infrastructure is unacceptable. It breaks down. Flint, Michigan, for example, the water situation there, that's unacceptable and it should be fixed. And I don't know any conservatives. I don't know anybody who disagrees with the notion that, you know, municipal water should be safe to drink. Right. There are environmental things. We could focus on the real things. We could focus on conversations that left and right could have and figure out how do we. But no, they don't want to do that. They want to talk about cow farts. For real. Methane coming out of cows. They want to talk to you about CO2. They want to sneer at you when you can't afford to switch from a gas car to an electric car. And here is Pete Buttigieg, who is really emblematic of the elitist mindset. Went to fancy institutions, is not an impressive guy. That's just the truth. Just not an impressive guy. Doesn't say things that are smart, has no real leadership capability, isn't doing a good job in the job. But he's one of these people that figures out, what kind of resume do I have to pull together and achieve through lib-dominated institutions? Right? He went to Harvard, and I forget where else. You know, he went to McKinsey. Oh, he went to McKinsey, right? Who cares? Where can I go that other libs will be impressed by me, and therefore I'll be paid more than I'm actually worth in the marketplace because I have checked the right boxes? But when it comes to running things, making decisions, Pete Buttigieg is awful. Here he is telling everybody the science is unambiguous.
You can't flip a switch. You can't do it overnight. And you mentioned Europe. You know, one of the things I saw during a visit to the Netherlands recently is how even in that extremely forward-leaning and green country, if you go to their port, you see windmills, you see a lot of clean energy infrastructure. You also see miles and miles of petroleum-related infrastructure because that's a part of their energy mix, part of their economy, and will be for some time. Nobody thinks that you can make this change overnight, but also I think there's a clear understanding that when it comes to the climate, we're running out of time. The science is unambiguous in terms of the level of threat, in terms of the lives and livelihoods that America and the world stand to lose if we don't accelerate our action.
The science is unambiguous. Remember when they used to talk about the ozone layer? It's going to be a hole in the ozone. Oh my gosh. Hole in the ozone is going to get bigger and bigger. This was the science. This was the science they told us. And whatever happened to that? What happened to that giant hole in the ozone? It was going to melt the glaciers, right? And then the seas were going to rise. And then we're going to have mass flooding and then starvation from the lack of arable farmland from the flooding, from the hole in the ozone. This was the science. Folks, you've noticed, what did the science tell us a year ago, maybe 15 months ago, about vaccines? For COVID. What did it tell us? The science was you will not get COVID. You will not spread COVID. You are 99% protected from any serious outcome of any kind from COVID. And then we just went through the wintertime when all these people got the shots. And actually, lots and lots of people died who got shots and got boosted. And everybody got COVID, whether they got the vaccine or not. Didn't stop it at all. That was the science 15 months ago. This is the truth. I'm telling you the truth. You know it. I know it. So notice that they just ignore this. The science is unambiguous. Well, consensus isn't science. Consensus isn't science. This is, I think it was Einstein who said when they came at him for the theory of relativity, well, we have, you know, 200 eminent theoretical physicists who disagree with you. And he said, it only takes one to prove me wrong. It's not about group think. It's not about consensus. It's about what's true, provable, and factual. Is it provable and factual that the world is going to be in this horrible state. No, but you know what is going to happen? There will be floods. There will be tornadoes. There will be hurricanes. There will be earthquakes. There will be wars. There will be bad things that happen in the world. That is a guarantee. And for people who need to believe that they're part of some cause that will stop all those things without actually taking any real risk themselves, also known as liberal elites who congregate primarily on the coasts of the United States, this is a religious belief. That's what we're dealing with. That is the truth of this. That's why Biden today is going to announce some, you know, he's going to a coal plant in Massachusetts, a former coal plant. Now it's going to be a windmill station. It's great, you know, with, you know, about another 100 years, maybe this is going to make a difference. We are naturally, you know what they never tell you? This is great. If you want a really good book on the history of the petroleum industry and what it has done to the world in a good way, it's called The Prize by Daniel Yergin. Fantastic book. In fact, I'm going to recommend this to people on the radio show today, too, because it's incredible. It takes you through the history of the usage of and exploration for oil. And what you find out is that actually technology is naturally decarbonizing in how we use energy because that's more efficient. Originally, it was really kerosene and it was whale blubber, right? We were using whale blubber. It's a really inefficient way to light your home, turns out. The fat of a large mammal. Yeah, it doesn't smell great. You got to go get the whale. And then you get the whole free willy thing. Whales are kind of cool. They're pretty amazing animals. Do we really want to be harpooning them to light our homes? No. Very carbon intensive process to burn wood, to burn coal. The whales are going to go extinct. That's not so much a carbon thing. You're just going to run out of whales. But at that same period of time, we're burning wood, burning coal, whale oil, and then we replace it with gasoline. And now we've been moving from gasoline to natural gas. This is happening. And fracking is actually a more efficient way of exploring existing wells. That doesn't poison all the drinking water. Remember they told you that? Lies. Lies. It's going to turn all your drinking water is going to catch on fire is what they said. They're wrong about everything. We are technology is decarbonizing. In 50 years, I assure you, CO2 is not because we've taken some great leap forward. Mao. Not because we've done something insane, which is what these Democrats want to do, just because naturally that's what's going to happen. Nuclear, by the way, really, really efficient when it comes to carbon. Why are they so opposed to nuclear? Oh, because of accidents. Well, it turns out nuclear power is actually really, really safe and would be even safer if we had been allowed to have the various iterations of advanced nuclear power that would have come from having more nuclear power plants. They got rid of that, though. Pink Paradise can't put up a parking lot. You know, all that environmentalist Joni Mitchell style, you know, oh, what about the earth? Please give me a break. This is the truth. They're lying to you about all of this. The truth is that they're lying to you. If you're like me, you believe in your right to bear arms. 72 million Americans say they're firearm owners. In 2021, 5 million Americans got their first firearm. When you use a suppressor with your firearm, you'll vastly improve your shooting experience. Suppressors protect your hearing by reducing the sound and improve your accuracy by reducing recoil. To get your suppressor, connect with my friends at Silencer Shop. They're a Texas-based company founded in 2010 and have grown to become the nation's largest distributor of suppressors. Silencer Shop has 28,000 Trustpilot reviews. At silencershop.com, you can order a suppressor online or locate a powered by Silencer Shop dealer. There's probably one near you. Silencer Shop makes it easy for your suppressor, SBR, or any items that need an NFA tax stamp. Tap into Silencer Shop for your ATFE Form 4. You'll get it faster than ever. Expect your approval in 90 days. Go to silencershop.com. Again, that's silencershop.com for your best means of getting a suppressor. Once you have them, by the way, you're going to love going shooting with them. They make it so much more enjoyable. The Starbucks CEO is upset because Starbucks have been turned into latrines. And people leave a mess. They use the bathrooms as just sort of the public street bathroom. And Starbucks made a policy, though. They made a decision. You don't have to buy anything. There's no longer a connection between patronage and the use of the facilities. And we won't kick anybody out. And this was initially pushed because of allegations of racism in one Starbucks location in Philadelphia. Now, I would also point out a lot of Starbucks employees are, in fact, minorities. So it's very interesting that there was this panic about racist activity or racist sentiment from employees of Starbucks trying to just make sure that, look, if you're going to sit here, can you please be somebody who's actually spending money in our business? That's not racism. That's operating a business. But because they were afraid of racism, they got rid of that connection between being a patron or patronage, I should say, being a customer and using the facilities. And what has happened? Starbucks have turned into dirty, depressing, deteriorated, large latrines. Basically, that's what's gone on. Crazy homeless people shouting at people. I mean, I've seen it. You know, they moved the milk behind the counters, I think, not just because they didn't want people using too much milk, but I don't trust where the milk is if it's laid out there for all the crazies to be around. I'll never forget being at a chain. I'm telling you this. Some of you are not going to like this. I never forget. I was at a buffet at a pretty well-known grocery store here in New York City. And there was a buffet area. And I used to go there and get some chicken, some green beans, whatever. There was a guy, clearly a vagrant, who was going there and just with his hand reaching in to the hot buffet and taking bites and putting stuff back in. Yeah, that's right. Now, I'm sure if they had seen him, they would have, you know, told him no or whatever. But the point is, Starbucks has basically got that going on all the time. I mean, people just doing whatever they want to do. Yeah, I never went back to that hot buffet, by the way. That kind of ruined it for me. It wasn't even that he touched the stuff. That I could have probably handled. But like, hey, you know, we all, you know, hey, wash your hands. Who cares? But it was the eating and putting it back. That part of it was a little bit, that wasn't exciting to see. So anyway, that's that. Starbucks made its bed and now it's sleeping in it and it's unlawful and smelly. That's what's going on in the Starbucks world. And beyond that, we also have the military, which is having trouble recruiting people. And I'll just say this, I'll probably spend more time on this later in the week. Wokeness destroys everything that it touches, including our military. And when you destroy our military over a period of time, you put us at risk of losing a major war, which means you could destroy the country. But yay, diversity, inclusion, and wokeness. Woo! Military, that's really going to help us defeat the Chinese. That's it for today, team. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.